will be still an instant and go home. This world you seem to live in is not home to you. And somewhere in your mind, you know that this is true. A memory of home keeps haunting you, as if there were a place that called to you to return, although you do not recognize the voice, nor what it is the voice reminds you of. Yet still, you feel an alien here, from somewhere all unknown. Nothing so definite that you could say with certainty you're an exile here, just a persistent feeling, sometimes not more than a tiny throb, at other times hardly remembered, actively dismissed, but surely to return to mind again. No one but knows whereof we speak. Yet some try to put by their suffering in games they play to occupy their time and keep their sadness from them. Others will deny that they are sad and do not recognize their tears at all. Still others will maintain that what we speak of is illusion, not to be considered more than but a dream. Yet who, in simple honesty, without defensiveness and self-deception, would deny he understands the words that we speak? We speak today for everyone who walks this world, for he is not at home. He goes uncertainly about in endless search, seeking in darkness what he cannot find, not recognizing what it is that he seeks. A thousand homes he makes, yet none contents his restless mind. He does not understand he builds in vain. The home he seeks cannot be made by him. There is no substitute for heaven. All he ever made was this place of hell. Perhaps you think it is your childhood home that you would find again, the childhood of your body and its place of shelter, are a memory now so distorted that you merely hold a picture of a past that never actually happened. Yet there is a child in you who seeks his father's house and knows that he is alien here. This childhood is eternal, with an innocence that will endure forever. Still, an instant,
make this moment sweet again.
I'm going to be still, just for an instant, and go home, man. This is the mind training of a course in miracles.
This may only be a dream. We come and go like a ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never.
The idea of light versus what you call darkness or sleeping or death are the nature of why we are here together with this idea. For all we know. I particularly want to thank you for entering into this notation of recognition of self. That is, the idea that you would recognize yourself are obviously the requirement that you have already admitted are a part of what you intend to do. That is, the idea that you see only the light, and that what you see is a reflection of what appears to be a visionary idea of separation that you do not know, are an indication that the self that you believe that you are the self that just came in here and sat down with you. Yet the idea of its unreality are very obvious to you in the notation that in the dream sequence that you are performing, all right, the self that you are actually is not at all certain who it is. It doesn't know where it comes from, how it got here, where it's going. Let's look just a little bit, very quickly, about the idea of the self that you are. The self that you are, okay? The self that you are. I am one self, united with my Creator. Today's idea accurately describes you as God created you. You are one within yourself and one with Him. Yours is the unity of all creation. Your perfect unity makes change in you impossible. You do not accept this, and you fail to realize that it must be so only because you believe that you have changed yourself already. Come on, you see yourself as a ridiculous parody on God's creation, as weak and vicious and ugly and sinful and miserable and beset with pain. Such is your version of yourself, a self divided into many warring parts, separate from God and tenuously held together by its erratic and capricious maker to which you pray. It does not hear your prayers. It does not hear your prayers, for it is death. It does not see the oneness in you, for it is blind. It does not understand you are the Son of God, for it is senseless and understands nothing.
I never dreamed it could be, yet there you were in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you and you didn't mind.
This is part of what we're attempting to do in the story of a dream sequence that we have about each other. You see, you've got to acknowledge yourself as a dreamer within the dream sequence, the self that you are. we go.
I found your lips close to mine and I kissed you. You didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can I go on?
This is the mind training of A Course in Miracles.
If there's a chance that you care, then please
say you do.
Say you do, darling. Say it and make my craziest dream come true.
Thank you. The notation of the idea that you are in a sequence of dreaming about yourself is a habit, okay, of a happening that's going on here and now. All right? I am one self united with my Creator. I am one self. The requirement and the idea of the manner in which you are pursuing a notation of self-recognition, like I attempted to demonstrate to you, will reflect the certainty that you've been told that there's a universe out there. You've been told about the galaxies and the millions of thoughts about yourself that are a part of what you think you are. Yet somehow you think of yourself as not being, first of all, capable of performing these acts. And secondly, the idea that should you chance, okay, the idea that you would immediately be attacked and denied by some sort of evil force that's preventing you from doing it, an evil force that doesn't allow you to see it. Listen. We'll read just a little more about the self that you think you are. Will you listen to me? Will you listen? Can you get the idea that there's going to be one self no matter what you do? Say to me, I'm one self.
I'm one self.
There you are. Now, the part that you play in regard to this are obviously memories that you're carrying in your mind concerning the thoughts that you have about the dream sequence that we're performing. Let's look together at just a little more, shall we? We will attempt today to be aware only of what can hear and see and what makes perfect sense. We will again direct our exercises of mind training toward reaching your one self, which is united with its Creator. In patience and in hope, we try again today. It is difficult at this point not to allow your mind to wander if it undertakes extended practice. You have surely realized this now. You have seen the extent of your lack of mental discipline and of your need for mind training. Now, the reason I'm going to talk to you about the idea that it's important that you understand with me my relationship with you as myself is that the only relationship I can have with myself, I call me a teacher of God, okay, an instructor of the self-recognition I have concerning myself, all right? Now, I may recite to you ideas. Let's say that I'm aware of the Milky Ways. Let's say that I'm aware that there's billions of stars out there, okay? Now, the discipline of my recognition of it become important because it becomes a consciousness of the state of mind in which I find myself, and which when I recite to you the idea, let's say that I can see the galaxies that are out there, that you and I can share together a notion, all right, of a practice of myself in my escaping from the idea that the cause and the effect of me are reflections of light that I'm getting, because I am aware that there's a galaxy that I can travel to in the stars. Let's look together just for a minute about what it says about your galaxy of Milky Way. Our sun is only one of about 200 billion stars that, together with clouds of dust and gas, make up the Milky Way galaxy. Seen from Earth, the Milky Way appears as a misty band of light arched across the night sky. Close inspection reveals star clusters, bright clouds and dark blotches and hazy glowing patches. In many mythologies, the Milky Way, the idea of the consciousness of you, was said to be the road that would lead you out of here. And of course, this is what we're teaching. We now know that it's simply our view of the vast pinwheel-shaped galaxy in which you live and for which you demand the attention of your structure. The idea of a community of structure is necessary for you because obviously you have a good view of a design that is apparently a part of what you think you are within your arrangement with yourself. In the arrangement of yourself, you hear about you, about you. We're dreaming.
I should let it upset me. I should care, but it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care, and I do.
You're a miracle. That thought that you're having right there is about the possibility that the mind of yourself is what reality is. The thought you're having.
I'll never find this someone as lovely as you.
I should care.
But I should care.
And I do.
And I do.
Here, I'm going to talk to you just for a few moments now about the ideas that I have about you and I sharing. on this video, on this idea of yourself, the certainty of who you are within yourself, that you're one self united with your Creator, and that you can see that self as one self. Now, the idea that I saw you out there as a reflection of what I believe that I am, allow us to consider the idea of a galactic idea with billions of stars, all right, and billions of universes out there that correspond to my thinking with you, okay? But there's one self. You listen with me. Say to me, I'm one self.
I'm one self.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be that one self. Let's look together just a little bit about the notation of being that one self, of being that one self. You are one self, united and secure in light and joy and peace. You are God's Son, one self, with one Creator and one goal, to bring awareness of this oneness to all minds, that true creation may extend the allness and the unity of God. You are one self, complete and healed and whole, with power to lift the veil of darkness from the world and let the light in you come through to teach the world the truth about yourself. You are one self in perfect harmony with all there is and all that there will ever be. You are one self, the Holy Son of God, united with your brothers in that self, united with your Father in His will. Feel this one self in you and let it shine away all your illusions and your doubts. This is yourself, the Son of God Himself, sinless as its Creator, with His strength within you and His love forever yours. You are one self, and it is given you to feel this self within you and to cast all your illusions out of the one mind. Look with me. Your own acknowledgement you are one self, united with your Father, is a call to all the world to be at one with you. To everyone you meet today, be sure to give the promise of today's idea. You are one self with me, united with our Creator in this self. And I honor you because of what I am and what He is, who loves us both as the one that we are. I want to say a particular thank you to you. We're going to take a break for just a moment from this idea of the one self, who came in here and sat with you in what appears to be a passage of time. Now, the recognition that the self that I entertained with you is going to be the one self that you are may suddenly appear to you, perhaps even a little frightening. You go, what is that? What did I just see just then? What was that reflection of light that came to me out of nowhere? It came to me out of nowhere. Okay? Now, we'll be back. All right? There's a little cycle of time that's going to occur with you here within the idea of the drama of your mind in regard to what you think you are. Okay? Watch with me now. Watch with me. Here. The idea of this self. Here. All right? Is the same as just a moment ago. I was sitting with you here in this chair. And now I appear to be separate from you in the idea that you and I are different from each other. Yet I'm very much aware that the self that you and I are sharing will be with us in this lovely song that you're going to hear with me concerning ourself, concerning the universe that's out there, concerning the manner in which I am going to know you, in which I am going to know you in the idea of the song that we're about to hear.
at this time.
Yourself and the idea of the singular self that we are. Listen.
I peeked through the crack and looked at the track.
And you're still with me. The reflection of light that you're getting as an example of when we came in here are giving you a particular notation of the recognition of yourself within a new factor of what you call a hologram of light. That is, the idea that there's a universe out there can only be a reflection of how I'm viewing myself as a part of what I am, as the light of the world, all right? Now, the idea that I have in myself thoughts that are other than what I appear to be would be sure indication that I'm actually under no laws but those of a singularity of reality that allow me to recognize myself as coming from an original source of myself, all right? Now, the idea that there's one light, all right, that I'm going to be, of what we're going to do here now for the next 22 minutes, and I want you to see it in a particular way, because what it says is, I'm the light of the world, all right? I'm the light of the world. Listen, listen, you listen with me, okay? Now, remember what you just gave me? You say, what's going on here? Right. He's reading to you about the idea that the self that you are, the self, the idea, the consciousness of you, even though it appears to be in a body form, is only a reflection of the light that was put there by you in an attempt to identify our relationship with each other. Okay. But the light has come. Listen with me. Will you listen with me? The light has come. You are healed, and you can heal. The light has come. You are saved, and you can save. You're at peace, and you bring peace with you wherever you go. And darkness and turmoil and death have disappeared because the light has come. Today, we celebrate the happy ending to your long dream of disaster. There are no dark dreams now because the light has come. Today, the time of light begins for you and for everyone. It's a new era in which a new world is born. The old one has left no trace upon it in its passing. Today, we see a different world because the light has come. Now, we're going to practice in the mind training the happiness that we are offering in thanks for the passing of the old and the beginning of the new. And no shadows from the past remain to darken our sight and hide the world forgiveness offers us. Today, we will accept the new world as what we want to see. We will be given what we desire. We will to see the light because the light has come. Now, I'm back just for a moment because the consciousness by which you're identifying yourself are expressing ideas of desire. That is, I'm aware that you're searching within your mind for a purpose of why you would be here, okay? The idea of the consciousness of you, all right, in the pertainment of allowing something else that appears to be not within your idea or scope of mind to identify you are the reason why you are in a perspective of conflict about who you are. That is, the self, all right, that you think you are, all right, is obviously a reflection of someone within your dream sequence who has no real reality. Now, the idea of a quantum experience of light energy allow you to see suddenly another reflection of yourself. It's the admission that each time and space that you occupy is actually over each moment. It's the same fundamental idea that when I came in and sat down with you is now in the past. This is in the past. This is in the past, all right? Now, I can remember with you by placing the idea of the past in a future reference of you, but it will still be a memory of what is over. Let's look a little more about this new era that we're now finding ourselves in, this new era of the place in which we begin to recognize each other. Okay, listen with me. Listen with me. No shadows from the past remain to darken our sight and hide the world forgiveness offers us. Today, we'll accept the new world as what we want, and we will be given what we desire, and we will see the light because the light has come. This is what we want to see, and only this. Our single purpose makes our goal inevitable. Today, the real world rises before us in gladness to be seen at last. And sight is given us now that the light has come. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. Dwell not upon the past today. Keep a completely open mind, washed of all past ideas and clean of every concept you have ever made. You have forgiven the world today, and you can look upon it now as if you never saw it before. You do not know yet what it looks like. You merely wait to have it shown to you. And while you wait, repeat several times slowly and in complete patience the idea that the light has come and I have forgiven the world. The key sentence that we're going to use in connection with this is forgiveness. In other words, the guilt that you felt about your association with yourself is very intense. Now, the idea that you are going to be forgiven in the certainty that the reflection of what appears to be an enemy, what appears to be something you don't want anything to do with out there, you're going to have to combine with the idea of that. All right. In that forgiveness of yourself, you recognize, first, that it's over and gone. And second, it was only in your mind to begin with. So the only one who could really be guilty of all of these acts was yourself. Okay? Listen a little more with me about the idea that the light has come, okay? Are you all right with it? See, the function of yourself, and the word function comes early in our course, is only to let you see that the mind training in which you're making application at any single moment can give you an entirety of yourself that's actually not connected to your body formulation at all. In the hologram of light, you appear to be connected to an idea of a body formulation, yet you know perfectly well that there are billions of stars and billions of galaxies out there that offer you another solution about what you want to see as the light of the world, as the light of this world. Listen. Okay, will you listen to me now? Listen to what we're saying. Realize that your forgiveness entitles you to vision. Understand that the Holy Spirit never fails to give the gift of sight to the forgiving. Believe He will not fail you now. You have forgiven the world. He will be with you as you watch and wait. He will show you what true vision sees. It is His will, and you have joined with Him. Wait patiently for Him. He will be here because the light has come and you have forgiven the world. Now, the idea that you're going to wait with a new form of certainty are yours because of the availability of here and now. In other words, what you've accepted fundamentally is your certainty that at the very minimum, what you saw is now over. So holding on to it in your mind and projecting it into the future will just be a denial of what is possible for you to see within the framework of the reality of what you want to see in regard to yourself. Because the self that you're seeing is the living Son of God. The living Son of God, here and now. Here and now. Listen with me. Will you listen with me? Will you listen? Tell Him, you know you cannot fail because you trust in Him. And tell yourself you wait in certainty to look upon the world that He promised you. From this time forth, you will see differently. Today, the light has come, and you will see the world that has been promised you since time began. Give thanks for mercy, and the love of God. Rejoice in the power of forgiveness to heal your sight completely. Be confident that on this day, there is a new beginning, a new beginning. Without the darkness of the past upon your eyes, you cannot fail to see today. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. The light has come. I have forgiven the world.
It's very clear. Our love is here.
Our love is here to stay. Yes.
Not for a year, but ever and a day.
Do you see in my mind how beautiful that idea is within yourself?
Just be passing, and in turn we'll go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay.
When you look at the idea that the new communicating devices that you're going to be using as a part of your thinking process have let a whole new hologram of light come into what you think you are. Listen with me.
In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is, our love is here, our love is here to stay.
We dedicate this day to the serenity in which God would have you be. Keep it in your awareness of yourself and see it everywhere today as we celebrate the beginning of your vision and the sight of the real world that has come to replace the unforgiven world that you thought was real. We have a cycle of time in which you are going to examine yourself, and you're turning to the guy next to you, and you're being offered the notation that the world that you're looking at within the concept of yourself is not actually who you are. And we're going to offer it to you in a particular lesson in the mind training, which has to do with the dedication that you're under no laws but God's. And it's going to threaten you with ideas about yourself in which all of the parody of the idea of yourself in the reflection of yourself actually have no value whatsoever, and that you in truth are only as God created you, and that the passage of time of yourself in the idea of this world will no longer bind you, right, as you release the defenses of yourself. Right? Now you're under no laws but God's. All right. Listen with me to how this sounds when you hear it within the new reflection of light. Okay? Will you listen? What are we saying? You're under no laws but God's. We have observed before how many senseless things have seemed to you to be salvation, and each has imprisoned you with laws as senseless as itself. You're not bound by them. Yet to understand that this is so, you must first realize salvation lies not there. While you would seek for it in things that have no meaning, you bind yourself to laws that make no sense. Thus do you seek to prove salvation is where it is not. And today, we'll be glad you can't prove it, for if you could, you would forever seek salvation where it's not and never find it. The idea for today tells you once again how simple is salvation. Look for it where it waits for you, and there it will be found. Look nowhere else, for it is nowhere else. And it is nowhere else because it's within the structure of what you're thinking about yourself. So that the world that appears to be out there is just a reflection of what you have put out there in a hologram of light in which you thought you had to pay attention to what the world. This is going to offer you some ideas of what you think about yourself. Okay, will you listen with me? Listen with me. Think of the freedom and the recognition that you're not bound by all the strange and twisted laws you have set up to save you. You really think that you would starve unless you have stacks of green paper strips and piles of metal discs. You really think a small round pellet or some fluid pushed into your veins through a sharpened needle will ward off disease and death. You really think, don't you, that you're alone unless another body is with you. It's insanity that thinks these things. You call them laws and put them under different names in a long catalog of rituals that have absolutely no use and serve no purpose. Look with me. You think you've got to obey the laws of medicine, of economics, and of health. Protect the body and you will be saved. Look at these are not laws, but craziness, madness. The body is endangered by the mind that hurts itself. The body suffers just in order that the mind will fail to see it is a victim of itself. The body's suffering is a mask the mind holds up to hide what really suffers. It would not understand that it is its own enemy, that it attacks itself and wants to die. It is from this your laws would save your body. It is for this that you think you are a body. Now you listen with me. There are no laws except the laws of God. This needs repeating over and over until you realize it applies to everything that you have made in opposition to God's will. You listen with me. Your magic has no meaning. You're under no laws but God's, all right? The idea of a denial of the certainty in which you're making progress in regard to your body, in the consciousness of yourself, will let you see how much we really love you in the certainty of the freedom you're about to feel in going out into the world. Listen, here's a little more now about the laws that you thought that you were under. Your magic has no meaning. What it is meant to save does not exist. Only what it is meant to hide will save you. The laws of God can never be replaced. We will devote today to rejoicing that this is so. It is no longer a truth that we would hide. We realize instead it is a truth that keeps us free forever. Magic in presence, but the laws of God make free. The light has come because there are no laws but His. We'll begin the longer practice period with a review of different kinds of laws that you believe. Look at these are the laws of the human condition, laws of nutrition, immunization, of medication, and of the body's protection in innumerable ways. Think further. You believe in the laws of friendship, of good relationships and reciprocity. Perhaps you even think there are laws which set forth what is God's and what is yours. Many religions have been based on this idea of the self-concept. They would not save you, but damn the entirety of you in the certainty there could be something here, real. Yet they are no more strange than other laws you hold. There are no laws but God's. Dismiss all foolish magical beliefs today and hold your mind in silent readiness to hear the voice that speaks the truth to you. You will be listening to one who says there is no loss under the laws of God. There is no loss under the laws of God. Payment is neither given nor received. Exchange cannot be made. There are no substitutions for what you are in the reality of yourself. And nothing is replaced by something else, because God's laws forever give and never take. Hear Him who tells you this and realize how foolish are the laws you thought upheld the world. Then listen further, and He'll tell you more about the love your Father has for you, about the endless joy He offers you, about His yearning for His only Son, created as His channel for creation, denied to Him by His belief that He's operating in space-time. Now, we're going to leave you here. And we're going to leave you with the certainty of a new bright light that is appearing all about you. All right. What it offers you is the certainty that all of the direction that you have given yourself is actually over. Okay, the idea of the distance and the cause and effect of you that you thought had a variation that you could recognize has been replaced by a simple idea of the certainty of self-recognition that connects you to the universe, rather than through a particular place and time. You are whole and perfect as you are created, and you will be whole and perfect in that recognition of yourself. Now, the idea of how we are going to vary this in our certainty of the variation of a new reflection of light that I just saw you get from me are the ideas that the self that you are is the self that has nothing to do with this world. Now, I have persuaded you to come back into this idea of giving you a reflection of light where you suddenly go, oh, I remember you. I remember you and I because I have a memory of coming here, being here in this revelation, and leaving in the certainty that not only am I under new laws but God's, but that the idea of the concept of myself will no longer bind me in the idea of what I intend to do. I'll see you in a moment. God bless us, everyone, in the self that we recognize as who we really are. Thank you for your patience in the idea that you never were a body and are under no laws but those of God.